Chapter 4. The Wheat. All afternoon, the Gordons worked at the wheat. An hour before sunset, Maggie stopped reaping to bind and shock what they had mown. In one day, they had more than equaled the first 2 days of Gordon's work. He seemed even more encouraged than he had at dinner, but he was utterly exhausted and just sat down in the kitchen by the window where he could stare at the field.
"We'll get it in," he said. "We'll get it in. If I can get it threshed and drawn down to the falls, we'll have enough to live on, even if we have to move."
Once she had come in out of the sun, Maggie could hardly stir her legs or arms. Her back ached so that it was difficult to stand erect. But gradually that wore off, and she went out to the barn and loosed the horses to let them go down to the creek. She watched them drink and then head off together for the beaver fly they grazed in during the nights. Just at sunset, her listening ears picked up the clank of Brownie's bell, and she went out to hurry the cow home. She milked, and the cow, relieved, went off after the horses. They were alone, her father and herself. They were too tired to talk, more than to mention again Adam Dingman's visit, and say it would be different now that they were sure of knowing the news from the south. It was only when she was clearing up alone that it occurred to Maggie that Dingman might be killed. By then, her father had gone into his room. She glanced into the dark room, making out his body, still as a dead man, lying along the blankets. She listened till she heard him breathing. It was a blessing that he could sleep. She wished that she herself could sleep, but the thought of her loft bed, with the hot bark roof so close overhead, the two cowhide trunks for company, and the hams and flitches hanging from the roof tree like a row of felons, stifled her. Up there, a person would feel trapped. Besides, her back seemed to ache at the very thought of bed. She sank down in their one-backed chair, where her father had sat, and stared unseeingly into the darkness beyond the window. Now and then, small thoughts and impulses towards thought stirred in her and vanished before she comprehended them.